Ellie Marie, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Hanging out with us in the studio is Ellie Marie. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Having a good time.
Fab.
Bopping along to the tunes. You found us all right?
Yeah. Pretty easy
waded
to get
in
to.
Through the mud. Did you see the army of wheelie bins that have assembled outside?
No.
Are they gone? Has someone taken them?
Oh.
No, they're still there. No. It's all right. I got worried then because I mentioned earlier on, I said there's a whole bunch outside the Rebel Centre coming up yourself. Be in big trouble if they have all now gone.
I think you'd probably hear it if they pulled them away.
Probably. They do make a racket, don't they?
Yeah.
I almost feel like there's a thunderstorm going on or something. Like that. It's just someone moving the wheelie bin.
6 o'clock in the morning when the truck comes around, it's like, oh, I've got to get up now.
Oh, I know. And then they don't turn up till about 10. Even though you got up at 6 and everyone's like, oh, I better do it early, I'm going to miss it. And yeah. #BinGate. Thanks for coming in. Great to catch up as always.
Thanks for having me. Love having a chat with you as always.
Always fun. Wow, I think last time, what was it? It was in the summer. It felt like summer.
Or
was
around
it just a warmish day when Two Sides was released?
Yeah, it was a bit ago, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, what's been happening since then?
Released two songs since then. One song, another one coming out at midnight tonight. Nearly.
1.9 of the song you've released, yeah.
Just been working on some new bits, focusing on uni, but apart from that, it's been going all right.
Excellent, glad to hear it. I've been enjoying loads of posts on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Always singing somewhere. I think I saw you were in a container or something.
Yes, not yeah. So, when we was filming like bits for Two Sides, we was like, oh, let's just do all of the songs in this container. And I was with my mum and my guitarist Ben, and we was like, oh, let's just go for it. And it had the most amazing acoustics. It was quite bizarre. Like, I didn't expect it to be like that whatsoever, but it was quite a cool turnout.
I thought it would have sounded really weird in a container because it would have bounced off, but it actually had this great kind of
like reverb effect. It was so cool. It was so bizarre to like be in as well, but yeah.
Did you check it? Am I gonna like pick it up and stick it on a ship? During the middle of your song, that would be
Can you imagine? Oh, we're moving.
Hang on, this wasn't supposed to happen. How long was this song? Excellent, fantastic. You've been having a good time then. Lots of live stuff.
Yeah, it's been going all right. I've got some shows coming up, performing at the Barleylands Christmas Fair on Sunday the 27th. If anyone wants to pop down, I'll be there from 12.
Hold on, Christmas Fair?
Yeah, Christmas Fair. I love it there. It's so warm and homey. I love it. It's great.
Oh, I love Barleylands. Brings back memories of being a kid going to the boot sales.
I love it. I love it. It's great. And then another one at the Circus Tavern on the 17th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, some Christmas vibes. You got your Christmas jumper ready?
I do. It's the ugliest Christmas jumper I've ever seen. I love it.
It's the only way, isn't it? I love the thought there's probably someone somewhere designing Christmas jumpers and making them look nice and going, that's a lovely Christmas jumper. But it turns, they're all ugly anyway. Like, you can't have a tasteful one.
I think the uglier the better because it's the vibes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got our bits hanging off it. I think mine, the last one I had a snowman's like carrot sticking out of his nose.
Oh my god.
Actually 3D in the jumper, so you could poke a child's eye out if you're not careful, you know.
Oh, that's brilliant. The last one I had last year was a big reindeer on the front of it, smoking a pipe. It was just really funny.
As you do, Rudolph having it large.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Speaking of jumpers, there's a very cool jumper on here today.
There is. I wore it especially for you, especially for this moment.
Amazing. Amazing. For our listeners, what does it say?
It says JLS. Oh, love them.
It turns out you're a big fan because last time you came on the show, did you tell me? Oh, yeah, you told me it was your musical inspiration.
Yes, yeah, definitely. From when I was, I don't even know, whenever they started was whenever I just became infatuated with them, and they've definitely led me on the road of music.
Yeah,
definitely.
See, I felt like I wasn't that mad on them, and now I know, you know, they've inspired you, so that's all right. I forgive them for many hours of listening to their music and oh god. But no, excellent. Have you been practicing dance moves?
I have. I can officially do a roly poly. I'm so proud of myself.
Roly poly. I haven't done a roly poly for years. I was going to say I'll attempt one in a minute, but no, I won't. I don't think we're insured for that.
Marvellous. That would have been brilliant.
So you've got a new single coming out.
I do. I'm very excited. It's coming out at midnight tonight. Very exciting.
You're going to stay up late tonight?
100%. As always, definitely.
Very excited. Before we chat all about the new single, I've still got two sides in the playlist here. I thought we'd give that a little spin.
Thank you.
Can you remind us what inspired this particular track?
Yeah, so Two Sides is basically about having two sides to every story and just wanting your side to be heard and just stepping back and realising your worth and making sure people hear you. So I really hope you enjoy.
Excellent.
Only see one side, so I don't think you chose wise. No, I wonder what they told you, wonder what they saw, wonder if they know the truth and held it from you, yeah. Keep you in the dark. I think you should try to hear me out and maybe see the bigger picture, yeah. Just trust in me and not their doubts. So please just try and listen. Two sides, yeah, it's always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. Every story always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. Not every story, but please hear mine. Don't judge me, you don't know the full story. We ain't even friends, you don't know me. You jump to conclusions, it's wrong and you know it. There's two sides to this story, no one of them shows. Crossing around like you've done nothing wrong. There's only room for two here. Look at what you've done, now hope you're proud. Now do you see the bigger picture, yeah? For once just trust in me and not their doubts. So please just try and listen. Two sides, yeah, it's always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. Every story always got two sides, and there'll always be two sides to every story. No, every story, but please hear.
Ellie Marie on Phoenix FM Drive, Two Sides. We'll continue chatting to Ellie in a few moments, all about new music and the new single coming very soon after this. Yes, indeed, it is, it was, it still is. And joining me in the studio is Ellie Marie. Hello.
Hello, hello.
We've been enjoying a little bit of a rewrite of a popular song off air. Is this available on your Instagram? Can you tell us what
it
just
is.
Happened?
It's on my Instagram. Okay. Brief down on what just happened. I was requested to record a little verse for a radio ident regarding Liz Truss and her step down and a lettuce.
Oh, the whole lettuce debacle, it all went on, didn't it? That was funny.
Exactly. So, in brief, I wrote a verse from the lettuce's point of view on the whole situation, and it's available on my Instagram, so if you want to listen, you can take a listen, and I hope you laugh as much as I did.
It was brilliant. I mean, to take it down to that level, the poor lettuce didn't see this coming, did it? Most lettuces, is that the word, lettuces, lettuce, end up in a sandwich or a salad.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. But this poor thing...
It was funny.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So your Instagram, where is it? Where can they find that?
At Ellie Marie Music _.
Nicely done. See, look, slipped that in. Brilliant. So you got a brand new single out, which I'm very excited to play. We've already played it a few times on Phoenix FM early. Thanks for sending it in.
Thank you for playing it.
I've been loving it, and I thought it had such a beautiful message when you sent it in with your description as to what inspired it. So what brought this song on?
So Promise is a song about a promise to always be there for somebody, through the good and through the tough times, and sometimes it's just nice to let your closest know how important they are to you in life. So when I wrote the song, I wanted to remind my younger brother and sister that I'll always be there for them, no matter how old we get. But I want people to relate it in their own way, whether it be their mum or their nan or their friends or anyone. And I just think it has a very warm sentiment to it, nice for this time of year. Disclaimer, it's not a Christmas song, but you're more than welcome to listen to it over Christmas.
Could do a Christmas edit with some bells.
Oh my god, maybe I should.
Yeah.
I'm going to get onto that.
Every Christmas song has a bell in it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, so it was really nice to write. And if you listen to it, I hope you spread a little love.
Oh, it's a lovely message, a lovely song, and of course, as always, amazing vocals. How much went into producing the song and bringing it into life?
So I recorded it up in Kent, in Deal, with Jack Gourlay, my producer. And I was up there for a couple of weekends, and we put a lot of time and effort into it, and we really bounced off of each other with like the production ideas and everything, and I think it turned out exactly how I wanted it to, and I was really, really happy just because it does mean so much to me. So I'm just really glad with how it turned out.
Gorgeous. So we'll have a listen, introduce it for us, and we shall spin it now.
So this is my brand new single, Promise, out at midnight tonight, and I really hope you enjoy.
Start. The moment I met you, you stole my heart. A love that's so precious beyond my words. A love will treasure every day on earth. Never hesitate if you need me there. Don't anticipate if or not I care. Love our little talks and that will never change. I'll be your umbrella on the rainy days, yeah. Be your umbrella on the rainy days, yeah. And I'm promising, promising, promising I will be there. No matter the time, now and where. Yeah. Whenever you need me, just call. Or call me cause you wanna talk. I promise you can't count on me. I'll never let you down for real. I said I'm promising, promising you. Smiling, yeah. I know just when you're sad. We'll stay up all night laughing, or we can sit and hold hands. Never hesitate if you need me there. Don't anticipate if I know I care. Love our little talks and that will never change. I'll be your umbrella on the rainy days, yeah. Sit on the rainy days, yeah. And I'm promising, promising, promising I will be there. No matter the time, now and where. Yeah. Whenever you need me, just call. Or call me cause you wanna talk. I promise you can't count on me. I'll never let you go.
the brilliant Ellie Marie, new single, Promise. Ellie, that was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely. So it's out tomorrow.
Yes, out at midnight tonight. So if you guys want to stay up with me, I might pop on a live stream. We'll see.
Yeah, doing a whole release party thing.
Yes.
Have you got cake or poppers?
I might have some leftover cake from my sibling's birthday last week, but that's fine.
Oh, that kind of fits the vibe.
Exactly.
Perfect. They were there for you. They promised they would leave some cake, and they did. Yeah. So have your siblings heard the song?
They have. They have. They probably haven't stopped listening to it because I do play it at home quite a lot.
Forced it to them. They had to. Yeah. I bet they loved it. Were they? Proud moment?
They were proud. They was like, oh, it's about me. And I was like, yeah.
And your other one was like, it's about me? Yeah. Yeah. It's about you and
it's
you.
It's about both of you. And they was like, No, they were happy, luckily. Yeah. It was a nice moment. Aww. Nice moment to share it with them.
Lovely, lovely. And we were just talking off air, when you play this live, of course, you excited to go do that and take it out to the world?
Yes, yeah, I'm so excited. I've played it live a couple of times. The first time I ever played it live was at my headline show back in 2021, I want to say. And it got quite a nice response, so I was really excited to release it, especially for people that wanted to hear it. It was nice to sort of have that feedback.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very exciting.
Excellent. So a quick reminder, you're doing some live gigs soon. Where can we catch you again?
So I'm performing at Barleylands Christmas Fair on the 27th of November at 12 o'clock. So if you want to pop down, it'd be nice to see you there. And at the Circus Tavern on the 17th of December.
Excellent. Busy run up to Christmas. You can do your Christmas shopping sort of in between or after.
Well, I think I might have to stick to doing it online, but I'm just going to have to time it right because of all these Royal Mail strikes.
That's true, isn't it?
I'm so nervous about it.
I'm also a bit worried I'm going to end up using the wrong stamp because they're going to change the stamp soon, aren't they? Everyone's Christmas cards are going to be like, oh, can't send that, it's got the Queen on. Needs to have Charles on his.
They're all going to be mismatched.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. Where can we find out more of your stuff, Ellie, and track you down online?
So my most active platforms are Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. So you can follow me at EllieMarieMusic_ on Instagram, EllieMarieMusic on TikTok, and EllieMarieMusic3 on Facebook. And on Spotify, it's just Ellie Marie.
Hang on, EllieMarieMusic3 on Facebook.
I know, because Ellie Marie Music was taken.
Oh, and Ellie Marie Music 2?
Yeah.
Good God.
How but many? I thought 3 because, one, it's my mum's favourite number, and cool. 2, there's me, my little brother, and my little sister.
Oh, yes, well done.
I know.
There we go.
It was perfectly fitting.
It was meant to be.
Exactly.
You can keep Ellie Marie Music. You can keep Ellie Marie Music 1. You can keep Ellie Marie Music 2. You always wanted Ellie Marie Music 3.
Exactly, it was meant to be.
Exactly. Lovely. Well, you can, of course, go to felixfm.com where you'll be able to hear this whole interview again, available on demand.
Lovely.
Obviously not yet, because we're still having it. But once I get over and I've done that, it'll be there on the website, and you'll be able to click listen to the song and find details about the gigs as well.
Yep, they'll all be up on my Instagram and my Facebook. Just have a bit of a scroll around, but I'll make sure to repost it again for all of you.
Of course. Good luck with the live stream later.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and sharing the song with us and having a laugh as well. Before you go, it's kind of compulsory really that we play a particular band. You've seen them live, I understand.
Yes, I have.
What was it like for you?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I saw them a few times when I was like a lot younger, but they recently came back on their comeback tour.
Reformed.
And I was so excited. It feels like it was only yesterday, but I actually just realised it was literally a year ago, which makes me quite sad.
Oh, yeah, that's got
But
fast.
It was amazing, and I had no voice afterwards, but that doesn't matter.
That's what you go to concerts for, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, we're going to play the song that is on your jumper. But I came in with a request, so, especially for you, Ellie, is JLS.
Be again.
Yes, we'll see you soon. Just gonna leave the mic up in case you fancy singing along.
The doctor's just finished telling me there's no time. Losing you could be the end of me, and that I should do the things that I wanted to. How could I without you? Without you? Oh, oh, 'cause you're the only one I let in.
you come to my funeral? Would you cry? Would you feel some regret that we didn't try? Or would you fall apart the same as I?
In the Phoenix FM A-list, daughter of Annie Lennox, Lola Lennox, new single, Want More. She's got a new album coming out later on next year. If you do want more, there'll be more to come. A big thanks to Ellie Marie for joining us on the show. You can, of course, listen to her awesome new single when it lands tonight. Midnight Promise will be unleashed onto the world. And you can hear the whole thing, including the chat, online at phoenixfm.com once I get home and I do my homework. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that chat half as much as I did. Before you go, there are hundreds more great conversations like this one available to listen to anytime for free on the Now You're Talking podcast. It would really do me a huge favour if you gave this podcast a review wherever you're listening to it. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already and share it with your friends. Oh, and I'd love it if you popped me a follow and a message on social media too. You can find me on every platform you're on, all under the same username, at Stewpink, S-T-E-W-P-I-N-K. Or you can get in touch on my website, stewartpink.com.